Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
It is another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. This is an opportunity for one of our Lifestyles Unlimited members to come on to the radio show and tell you about their experience with real estate investing. And I'll tell you what, today we've got a great guest. Let me just read to you a little excerpt from his career, because I think it's going to resonate with a lot of you out there in the audience. Larry was working in the oil and gas industry as a piping designer supporting the CAD software used by the firm. Now get this, Larry worked extremely long hours, sometimes working out of town and state for weeks at a time, sometimes experiencing unemployment as the industry declined. You know, I know there's a lot of you out there in the oil and gas industry that go through the ups and downs, and you know, you face layoffs, you face, you know, experiences where you're not just laid off, but you're completely let go because that's what's going on in the industry. And I know during this whole COVID thing, there was a lot of that going on. I've got friends that are in the oil and gas industry that, you know, were laid off during this period of time, or they were downsized. Some got lucky and they were able to work from home, but I'll tell you what, if you're out there working in the oil fields, it's a little bit difficult to work from home. Anyhow, the good news story is this. Larry and his wife heard a radio show, and I'll just let you guess what radio show it might have been. And, you know, they came into Lifestyles Unlimited and took a listen to what we had to say. And I'll tell you what, that was the action point that really got them going. Let me explain to you what I mean. They've been in a total of 34 passive deals. They've sold three of them, and they're still active in 31 different apartment communities. That totals over 6,500 units of apartments that they're actually invested in. And I'll tell you what, it's been a great ride for them, but we're going to start off with Larry, and we're going to get into his background and understand a little bit about who he was and what his retirement strategy was before he found Lifestyles Unlimited. Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, can you pick it up from there?
Well, you said I was a piping designer in the old business, and the old business always has up and down turns to it. So one of the things I learned was not spend all your money. I lived below my means. I, you know, drove used cars. I tried to conserve my money as much as possible and save. But I also had a big passion in that I was a scuba diver. So I also spent money on traveling and going diving places. And then I was approaching retirement age, and when I met my wife now, and we were talking, and I mentioned that I would never be able to retire because diving cost just goes up every year. Traveling, it gets more and more expensive. So I was going to have to work all my life. Well, she decided that wasn't going to happen. She was already retired, and she was going to get me retired. So she heard the radio station and suggested we go listen to it. Go to one of the 1 hour intro to the real estate investing that Lifestyle has. And I was really negative against it because I'd had bad experience with real estate before. I'd had a house that I'd moved out of and decided, well, I can rent it out, make money. And I was going to be smarter than everybody else. And so I rented it out to my friends. And everybody knows how well that worked out. Another time, one of my stockbrokers convinced me to get into a REIT. And it seemed like he made a lot of money off of it, but I didn't make any money off of it. So to me, real estate was anything that really worked. And she convinced me to go to the 1 hour. We went to it, and we went ahead and signed up for the two-day seminar. And it sounded really good. And when Dell explained about debt, about how you can leverage debt to help you make money, that was something I didn't understand. And once he explained that, it was like a light bulb moment to me. It was like, this might actually work. So we went ahead and joined, and we started looking for opportunities to do. One of the things that helped us was on the two-day seminar at lunch, we were able to sit with Dale, and we told him what our financial situation was. And he made recommendations to us, and we followed what Dale told us to do, and it's been great ever since.
Yeah, I love when you go through the two-day financial freedom seminar, and the first thing Dell tells you, or any of our presenters tell you, is to write in the back of the book, I won't do what Dell told me to do, so that when you have a problem somewhere down the line and you have an issue that you want to raise, the first thing they do is they tell you to reference that statement that you wrote in the back of your book. Do you remember that?
Yes, and we've never had to look at the back of the book because we've always done what he told us to do.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So you guys got into Lifestyles Unlimited. What did you do? Did you go into becoming a lead investor? Did you go into becoming an independent rental operator? Did you look at single family houses, or did you decide to invest passively in apartment communities?
Well, my wife and I both had houses that we had completely paid for. And so we thought, okay, we could start out, we could rent those out and start getting more single-family houses. But that's what Dell recommended to us, that we could sell those two houses and that would give us enough money to do passive investments or even enough to actually do our own deal if we wanted to. So we started looking at that. We met somebody at Lifestyles who was actually a real estate agent, and he helped us sell the houses. And then that means we got to know him, and he was looking for his first multifamily deal. So we went ahead and invested with him on his first deal. And we decided that we just wanted to be passive. We really didn't want to do the lead. We didn't want to do our own deal. That passive was a good way to go for us.
Yeah, passive is a great way to go. I'm a passive investor myself, and you know, I wish I had found it, you know, umpteen years ago. But I'll tell you what, we're getting ready to go to a break, Larry, and when we come back, we're going to get into the fine details of the wealth that you've been able to create for yourself and your family and the wonderful results that that has created for you. We'll be back right after this.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. It is Tell Al Tuesday, and we are on with Larry. Larry is a Lifestyles Unlimited member. He's been a member since about, early part of 2014. And I'll tell you what, he got involved with real estate investing and it has radically changed his life. So much so that he was able to retire himself about a year and a half after he became a member. Now, we like to say at Lifestyles Unlimited, you can retire yourself in 5 years or less. And you know what? It's okay if you do it sooner. We have a lot of our members that do it a lot sooner. I was able to do it in 2 years. I've got a lot of friends that were able to do it in 2, 3, or 4 years. But I have to say, Larry, you're probably one of my newest acquaintances that has been able to do it in a year and a half. What was that like?
Oh, it was really wonderful. Like I say, we had houses that we sold and had money off of them. Both my wife and I had saved up quite a bit of money. So we had money to invest. We didn't have to build that up like a lot of people do starting out. Our main objective was we had to find the right deals to invest in. And it took us a year there to get into our first 5 deals. And then what? I was looking to retire, so we made sure that those first 5 deals were yield plays, so they'd be paying us money from the beginning. They all paid off the first quarter, which it's kind of unusual in some ways. But the fifth one started paying off just before I got laid off. I actually got laid off before I get to the point where I was going to retire. But those five deals were paying us enough to cover all of our expenses, so I didn't have to go look for a job. And that was in 2015 when the oil industry was starting to make a big major downturn, so there wasn't jobs around to go find anyway. So this really helped me. This lifestyle really was the right time for me.
You mentioned it took about a year to get into those five deals. What was going on during that time period? Why did it take so long?
Well, we were just being real picky on what we were trying to find. We first had to meet a lot of the leads, you know, because that was our objective, was we want to know the lead first before we invest in them. We invest in the lead, and then we look for the deal. So it just took a while to find the right leads and for deals to come up that we wanted to invest in.
So you went after yield deals, which for the members of our audience, those are deals that, like you said, pay pretty much right after the inception. You usually get to see a quarterly distribution pretty soon, as opposed to a value play, which could take, you know, a year, 2 or 3 years before you see any type of distribution. Did you stay with a yield play strategy, or did you mix it up a little bit?
No, once we started getting enough income coming in where, you know, we were comfortable on our living, we started looking for any deal that was going to be a really good deal with a good lead. And so we got into some deep value plays. We got into one that didn't pay off for 24 months.
Wow. Were you getting nervous about that particular deal?
No. I actually knew the set of apartments. I had worked in a building near the apartments. So I knew the apartments. I knew the location area. I knew the lead, and the lead had done this sort of stuff before. And we would meet with him. We'd see what was going on. So, no, I wasn't nervous at all. I just knew it would take a while.
How long did it take you to get into 34 deals?
Well, we just did the last one at the end of last year.
So this is an ongoing process for you. This is not something you just started and just decided to continue to ride. You're actually reinvesting and reinjecting money into additional properties.
Yes. Well, we've actually run out of money to invest in, so we have to wait for a refi or a sell. And as soon as we have one of those, we take that money and turn it around into another deal.
Wow. It sounds like you've got this thing pretty much dialed in.
One interesting deal that we did was that we were in with a lead, and he decided, you know, it was time to sell the property, and he sold it to another lifestyle member who we already knew. So we reinvested with the new lead on the same set of apartments. So we're still investing in apartments because the location's good, the apartments are good. We just changed the LLCs and leads.
Well, that sounds like, you know, the way you explain it, it sounds like, you know, we just did this, we just did that. It makes it sound so simple. Is it really that simple to invest in real estate?
Well, actually it is, yes. The main key is the networking that Lifestyle provides. We go to all the meetings. We go to, you know, the case studies. We go to, you know, both the road trips they have. We can go to the acquisition road trip even though we're not looking for properties. Just because we're able to meet people and talk to them and find out what's going on, and people make comments about leads, and, you know, we just learn stuff. The networking is the key to doing all this.
Did you find the networking difficult at the beginning, or are you just a natural networker?
I don't know if I'm natural at it, but we don't have any trouble going up and talking to people. I know a lot of times at the meetings and stuff, there'll be a group of people talking, and people are afraid to come up, you know, and get into conversation. We try to always encourage people, just come up and meet them, you know, get in, just come up there and listen to what they're saying. You don't even have to get involved in a conversation, and you'll learn stuff.
You know, I'm looking at your list of properties that you're invested in, and I'm seeing some really great returns. I'm seeing, you know, 35% return plus 5% on distributions on one property after a refinance. I'm seeing a supplemental loan of, you know, getting 20% of your money back after 2 years plus distributions. Can you enlighten me as to what it's like to have all these different streams of passive income coming in?
Wonderful. Yeah, it gives us that feeling of financial security, you know, where all our money isn't just tied up in, you know, one set of apartments or one deal. We all these different ones. They're paying off at different rates, and they'll come up at time to sell or refinance them at different times, which gives us, you know, money at different odd amounts of time.
And how much work and effort have you actually put into these apartment communities? I mean, do you actually go there and physically work there?
No, not at all. I'm just totally passive. I do have somebody else do all the work.
So the hardest thing for you is to get up and go to the mailbox and get that check?
Well, as I complained to one of our leads, we prefer the ACH where they send the money to our bank so I don't have to make that trip from the mailbox to the bank.
Wow, you are passive. That is pretty cool. So, you know, I think to kind of sum up everything, you went from a situation where you thought you were going to, never retire. You were going to work until you died. And now you're in a situation now where that isn't even a possibility or a reality to you.
No, in fact, I've actually been offered some jobs now, and I've kind of laughed at it. There's no way they could pay me enough money now to go back to work.
What a great feeling. I mean, the ability to be able to say no to a W-2 income because you've got enough income coming in through all of your passive investments. It is a wonderful experience. And I'll tell you, Larry has got a deep bench of wonderful experiences. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the deals that he's involved with, some of the situations that arose, and some of the results. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Yeah, if you could see me right now, you would know that I have a grin going from ear to ear. You know what I found out about Larry is that he has a passion that I share, which is the love of scuba diving. And he's been doing it a lot longer than I have. So, you know, not only can I get mentorship from Larry regarding how to passively invest in real estate, I'm also getting mentorship from him with regards to a sport that I absolutely have fallen in love with. And when you find somebody that's been diving for as many years as Larry has been diving, I'll tell you what, that's a priceless treasure that you got to hold on to. So Larry, I know the show isn't about scuba diving, so let's go back into the real estate mode and talk to me about, you know, that first deal that you got into. I know you mentioned it, you know, was a yield play, but were you nervous getting into that deal? Was there any level of, you know, concern running through your mind?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Like I said, we met the person at Lifestyles, and they were a real estate agent. They helped us sell our two houses. So I got to know them before we actually made the investment stuff. And so our first investment was with a first-time lead on his first deal.
And how did that investment work out?
It was paying in the double digits most of the time we had it. And then Hurricane Harvey came along and flooded the apartments. The whole first floor flooded. The residency went down to like 30%. But he had followed all the stuff that Lifestyle taught him, and he had it fully insured. So we were looking at, you know, just having to do a rehab on it, and in 18 months we could start making money off of it again. But luckily, one of these big companies from outside of Houston came in looking for, you know, flooded property, and they offered to buy it from us and pay us all of our money back plus a little bit. So we just went ahead and sold it and didn't go through that 18 months of waiting to have more income. And so then we made a good return off of it, and I turned it over into other property.
So that whole experience of a flooded property, that didn't scare you at all?
No, we had it insured. We had it insured for, you know, completely rebuild it. We had it for loss of lease, everything. He followed the Lifestyle example and really had it heavily insured. So we weren't going to lose our money. We were just facing a period of time where we weren't going to make any distributions off of it.
So you got out of that deal. What was the second deal you got into?
Well, actually, we got into our second deal before we got out of that first one. Our second deal, we got into about 6 months after that. Like I say, we were trying to meet the leads and find the good deals and stuff. And it took us a while to do all that networking. And while we were in the process of doing the second deal, the lead that was doing it had a really good experience with the seller, and the seller offered him to sell him another set of apartments. So he was able to turn around and do another set of apartments at the same time. So we had back-to-back deals right there together. So our second and third deals were real close together with the same lead.
So that's you know, just an example of, you know, good timing and making the right relationships. So you kept building up the deals and building up the deals to where you've got a bunch of deals in play right now. Tell me about the best deal that you're in right now. What kind of returns are you getting?
Well, the fifth deal that we got into paid double-digit returns from the very beginning. It refinanced in 18 months and returned 115% of our income. That was 18 months after we invested in it.
So basically, for every dollar you put into it, you got your dollar back plus an additional $1.15?
I'm sorry, 113%.
Only $1.13. Okay,
right,
I get it.
Right.
Oh, well, that's a deal breaker right there, isn't it?
Yeah. And we invested in another set of apartments with the same lead. And it took almost 24 months, and it returned 135%.
Wow, those are some amazing returns. So it makes me want to ask the question, what's more important to you? Is it the actual investment itself, or is it the person putting the investment together?
Oh, it's the lead. The lead is what makes it all work. The lead is the most important thing. You've got to find the right lead. And then look at the deals and see if they're what the type you want to invest in.
So what do you look for when you're analyzing a lead investor?
First, what their actual experience is and how they relate to passive investors. Are they looking out for us, too? You know, that's important, you know, for the leads to have the right attitude toward the passive that's investing with them.
Do you only invest with leads that have a couple of deals under their belt, or are you willing to go in with a first-time lead?
No, we go in with first-time leads. Like I said, the very first deal we got in with was a first-time lead. So we don't have a problem with that. In fact, there is somewhat of an advantage to it in that, you know, the first few deals, the lead doesn't get to take as much of an override. So that helps the chance of you making a good return. And also a lot of first-time leads are eager to do things right, so they'll really listen to what Lifestyle is telling them and really follow the map.
Wow, that makes perfect sense to me, and I think it makes perfect sense to the audience. You know, it really boils down to doing your homework, making sure that you're making good choices, and then acting on those choices.
Yes.
Sounds like we just created the recipe for success.
I think it was already there.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. There's a roadmap that we follow that Lifestyles Unlimited provides us.
Yes.
Tell me about maybe the scariest deal you got into.
We got into one deal, and the lead wasn't really paying attention, and there was, you know, one of the employees was stealing money from the apartment. And it was like 8 months before they found out about it.
Oh, my goodness.
So that really bothered us. But they've now have turned it around and, you know, are paying more attention and taking care of the property and stuff. We had one deal we got into, and like 2 months after we got into it, they had a major fire and one of the entire buildings burnt down. And in fact, it was on the 6 o'clock news on TV.
That must be fun, turning on the TV and seeing that the investment that you're making is going up in flames.
Yeah. It still has been a good investment. It's doing well.
So what happened?
Large enough that a complex that, you know, one building didn't affect it that much. The lead was able to move the people out of those apartments and move them into other apartments, and nobody got hurt in the fire, so everything turned out well.
And, of course, they had loss of rent insurance, and they had the right levels of fire insurance and other insurance products on that property, so you guys didn't get damaged.
Right. And also then when they rebuilt it, you know, into better new apartments that they're not able to charge higher rent on.
Well, it sounds like there's a little bit of a, you know, a secret formula nested in there somewhere.
Well, that's the thing about lifestyle. You know, anything that happens, probably somebody's already gone through it and figured out the right way to handle it. And as long as you're listening to what they're telling you to do, you can turn around any problems.
Tell me a little bit about the next investment you're thinking about doing. Are you currently looking, or where are you at?
No, we're out of money. We like to say we're real estate poor because all of our money is tied up. And until there's a refinance or a sale, we don't have any more money to invest. And like I say, we just went through 8 of them last year and reinvested all that money. And so until another one comes up to refinance, we've got to wait. But we are still networking. We're still paying attention to what's out there in the leads and learning about them. So.
Wow. I'll tell you what, Larry, you've definitely dialed into the Lifestyles Unlimited roadmap, and you're definitely doing an exceptional job. And when we come back from the break, we're going to get more information for Larry and how you can become a more informed real estate investor. Back after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to Tell Al Tuesday. On today's show, I have Larry, a Lifestyles Unlimited member. He's been a member for about 6 years now, and I'll tell you what, he is definitely done all the things that we tell members to do. He has been able to retire himself. He's able to enjoy the lifestyle that he deserves and the lifestyle that he desires. And since we're talking about lifestyle, Larry, how has Lifestyles Unlimited changed your life?
Well, we've been able to do a lot of things. We went and did a trip across Italy. We took our 18-year-old granddaughter with us and traveled all across Italy, saw all the major sites. We went and did a 15-day cruise out in the Baltic, went to all the Baltic nations. We went to St. Petersburg, Russia. A couple of times get out of the Houston summer heat, we've gone to New Mexico up in the mountains and rented a house and, you know, stayed up there where it's cool. My wife decided she needed more area. She does fashion design stuff and sewing. She needed an area to do that instead of our dining room table. So we added a 600-foot addition onto our house for her to use as a studio. And we also then put in a 460-square-foot covered patio between that addition and our garage. So we do all these things and still been able to invest in real estate. In fact, we've actually doubled the amount of money that we had to invest when we started.
That's incredible. I mean, do you even blink when, I mean, you're talking about all these great experiences. Do you even blink when the dollar signs, flash?
Well, that's part of what it's done for us, is given us a real feeling of financial security and stuff. We don't have to worry about something happens to go wrong, what it's going to cost us, what we have to, you know, give up or put off to take care of it. We just, whatever it is, we can pay for it. We just got a hassle taking care of it. And that feeling of financial security is really great.
What about legacy? What are your thoughts on, you know, leaving something to your heirs?
Well, we have 5 grandchildren, and we're financing their college education. One of them just graduated and is getting ready to go for her master's. And we've got the other four that are now going to start coming along. We're totally paying for their college education. I've been able to help some other members of my family with some of their finances and stuff. And, of course, we've got everything set up to pass it on to these if, you know, when we die. And that's one of the reasons we want to keep investing in stuff is to build that up more so we have more to pass on to them.
Did you even think this lifestyle was possible back when you were still in the oil and gas industry?
No. Like I say, I tried real estate. It didn't work. And, you know, I didn't see how I was even going to be able to retire. Thankfully, my wife changed that for me.
I'm glad you've got a strong woman on your side.
Me too.
I've got a strong woman on my side, too, and it helps a lot.
Yeah. Also, you know, we also have a lot of the same ideas of finances, and, you know, we're both living below our means. We both, you know, didn't want to be in debt and, you know, saved our money. So we're on the same page for the way we do finances and stuff, which really helps us on doing these investments and stuff.
I got to turn the conversation to scuba diving because I know we've got members out there that do scuba dive. I know we've got listeners out there that scuba dive. What is your favorite place to go scuba diving?
Borneo and the Red Sea. Borneo
and
is in the Pacific, and it's there among, you know, the Philippines, Indonesia, all that area there is just really great. And then, of course, the Red Sea is just fantastic.
So if you just decided, well, you know, barring this whole coronavirus thing, you know, let's assume that the world gets cleaned up. Let's fast forward, I don't know, to August or September. And you just get the bug. You want to go to Borneo or you want to go to the Red Sea. Is it absolutely feasible for you just to say, hey, I'm going to buy a plane ticket. I'm going to get tickets for a liveaboard boat and I'm just going to go do it? Or does it take a lot of financial finagling?
No, if we decide to do something, we can just go do it. In fact, last year, a friend of ours called us and said, you know, you want to go down to Ecuador. He had to go down on business. He said, you want to just run down to Ecuador? And we said, sure. Ended up not happening because of other things, but it was just on the spur of the moment, we could have done something like that.
That's an incredible lifestyle, Larry.
I know. I appreciate lifestyles for helping me do this.
You know, I think it's safe to say that Lifestyles Unlimited has given you the education and the mentoring you needed so that you could radically change your life.
Yes, it has.
What would you say to somebody that's out there in the listening audience, maybe they've had a bad experience with real estate like you did, or, you know, they're not sure that this real estate stuff is legitimate. What would you tell somebody like that?
Come to the case studies, come to the one-day events they have where they explain some of this stuff to you. Go ahead and join. Go through the 2 days. You know, it doesn't cost that much. And start coming to the meetings. Meet people. You know, see what they've done. That's a great thing. Lifestyles, you know, it's not just one or two people. It's all these people that's done things, opening up their finances to you and showing you what's going on. Just come and start meeting people and networking.
You're aware that we've at Lifestyles Unlimited, we've gone completely virtual because of all this coronavirus stuff. Has that stopped you, the coronavirus thing?
Well, I had to cancel my trip to the Red Sea this month, so yes.
But as far as the lifestyle, I didn't frame that question very well. Let me take another stab at it. I mean, from the standpoint of, you know, the fact that you can't go do the in-person meet and greets, you can't physically go to a case study, you can't physically go to the road trips, have you been able to still participate in the activities that we offer?
Yes, you can still do it online and stuff. I think it's more of a challenge for people not being able to meet people face-to-face, but, you know, that's not going to be forever. And you can meet people and stuff. You can get start learning. There's a lot of education involved, so you can start learning now, even online.
Have you been able to take advantage of some of the webinars that we've put out regarding the current situation and what to do and things like that?
Yeah, we've listened to Lynn Morrow and stuff, yes.
So I got to ask the question, is it better live or is it better Memorex?
Oh, it's better live. Actually meeting people and getting to know them, you know. We can't do that at the moment, so this still works.
I was talking to Lynn Murrow last week, as a matter of fact, and she mentioned to me that it looks like July is going to be the target date to get all of our fixed locations open and running. Would you be interested in attending a case study in July?
I'm hesitant about it because I'm waiting for a vaccine. I'm too old to take too much of a risk at this point. I'm more hesitant to do it until later on.
But if they made that same case study also available through the virtual environment, would you attend?
Oh, virtually? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get that there's some health concerns and things out there, which is part of the reason we've shut everything down from a physical standpoint at Lifestyles Unlimited. And we're going to start bringing it back open. And we're going to do all the things that we need to do to protect everybody's health. You know, we've got sanitation crews. We're requesting people wear masks. We're not mandating it, but we're requesting that they wear masks. The staff will be wearing masks and things like that. Just to get us through this short-term period till we get back to a sense of normal.
Yes.
So I'll tell you what, Larry, have you ever invited anybody to a case study?
Oh, yes. In fact, I've had one friend's joined and one friend that's getting ready to join.
What's their experience been so far?
The one that joined has now gotten into several deals. And he's starting to see that, you know, how it works and stuff, and he's getting more enthused as it goes along. The other person is just now joining because he didn't have the finances, and now that he's able to join it, he's going to be able to start doing something.
And are they able to see the lifestyle on the horizon?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, Larry, let's do this. For the members of the listening audience, if you would like to be our guest, Larry's guest, my guest, at a case study, because case study is the only members-only event that we do where we can invite guests, all you have to do if you want to attend our next virtual case study, which is coming up here pretty soon, send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. What I'll do is I'll make arrangements for you to become our guest at an upcoming case study. And of course, it's going to be a virtual case study, but don't let that bother you because it will radically change your life. I want to say thank you very much, Larry, for taking time out of your busy retired lifestyle to be a part of what we do here today. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.